Joey Sabaci, ninth overall here at the Indianapolis Triple Crown. How was the day?
To be honest, not the greatest. Got a cold about Wednesday of this week. So I've been kind of fighting that again, unfortunately. But I just was off today, to be honest. Just a little bit. Not a lot. Just didn't gel great with the track. I don't know how much of that is me being a little bit under the weather. But unfortunately, when you got two kids, 4 and 6, and pre-K, they bring home a lot of sickness. So I've been trying to not get sick, but this is twice in about a month. So, all things considered, qualifying was decent. I think we were sixth. First main, not the greatest of starts, but we made it work, and then kind of got held up behind some people too long. And then, I couldn't get around Jorge for six. So, seventh in the first one. Second one was better. Great start. Didn't have the pace. Simple as that. Didn't have the pace tonight. So, kind of rode back there in fifth by myself. And then, for the last one, chaos. Card went up about 15 seconds before it went sideways. I turned my start map on. My bike stalled. So, I'm like, uh-oh. So, I started back up right away. Got it going, and then turned the start map on, and as soon as I did that, the card was at 1 second, I believe, stalled. Started to back up. Thankfully, it started probably 2 seconds before the gate dropped, and then, so we didn't have a start map. I need to watch to see what happened. I have some thoughts on what happened. I'm not very happy about, but, I need to see, I need to see the video and see what actually happened in the first turn. And what caused that wreck? From there, just the bike was bent up, bars were bent. Not a lot to say. Just trying to make my way through traffic, and I didn't even crash. At the end of the whoops, hit that double, got a little squirrely, like kind of like a scrub. Landed both feet on the pegs, no problem. And my left foot landed on my toes and kind of folded it all the way under. So. I'm sorry for yawning. I won't know anything for sure until Monday. I have scans tomorrow at home to see what's going on with my foot. But for now, fortunately, I'm on crutches and a walk and a boot. So not really what we had written up for the plan. But hopefully, I go home and we get scans and it's bruised. Got to think positive here and. Yeah, I'm happy with how the year's gone, and I feel like we've proved our point that we're still capable of being one of the guys closer to the front. So onwards and upwards.
I've always wanted to ask you guys this, so like no better time than the present. How do you travel through the airport tomorrow with that? Like, it's got to be just oh my gosh.
Well, I mean, thankfully, normally I'm not having to travel like this. I haven't figured that out yet.
I mean, but it's happened before. Like,
yeah, but most
like, how do you sit on the plane for like 4 hours knowing your arms
are limping and that kind of stuff? But I mean, I'll be honest. My flight boards at 4:30 a.m. So it's gonna be. I'm at the Lao for some extra time. I'm not really Speedy Gonzalez right now. My feet. So it's hopefully somebody's. Nice enough to help carry my bag. Honestly, dude, I don't even know. I haven't thought about it yet. I'm just trying to get my car, get back to the hotel, try to get in the shower, get this dirt off me, and go to bed. Positive thoughts. Go home. Get a scan tomorrow, and we'll see where we are.
Thanks, Joey. All right, Colt Nichols, 17th overall here at the Indianapolis Triple Crown. How was the day?
Awful. It was a terrible day, to be honest. We had a little bit of a bike issue in the first practice, and the second lap when I came around, I was trying to get some of the jumps down. It just started to feel really slow, and it was kind of blowing up on me the whole practice. I kept just kind of riding, and Yeah, I should have pulled off. That was kind of stupid, to be honest. But then we got it fixed for practice too. So shout out to my mechanic. They really came back. Whole engine swap, wire harness, everything. So bike was actually a lot better moto two or practice two. I was just struggling with some comfort, honestly, with suspension stuff. And it wasn't anyone's fault. I just, this track's just so tricky. You know, like you think you have a setup that's going to work, because we did some stuff this past week when I was in Florida. And I think we just went the wrong direction, kind of missed the boat. And that's on me. I steered the ship, so it's fully on me. But dude, squeaked into the main, which was embarrassing as fuck. And then first main, I was battling with Hill the last two laps, and then right before the finish line, me and him came together, got whiskey onto the plywood. I don't even know what place I got in that one. And then the second one, I felt like I rode okay. Still wasn't great. I was still pissed coming off the track. But I think I got maybe 13th-ish or something. And then last main, crashed on the start. Kind of got going, and lap two or three in, jumped off the big rhythm right after the start and into the tough blocks, onto the plywood. Bike was all trashed, and that was my day. So it was I haven't had one of those in a long time. One of the most frustrating days I've had, and it was just frustrating.
On the Triple Crown, like you mentioned earlier, that cutoff to be in the top 18, and then when you're hovering around it, how much does it make those laps in Q2 so stressful?
Yeah, I mean, like I said, the whole day was just stressful, because I wanted to come in and make some changes because I felt like I was struggling, but then you're running out of time, and I still don't have a good time on the board, so I'm kind of scrambling, you know, and then I'm like, well, I just need to kind of suffer through it and figure this out, but then I'm like, well, I feel terrible, so really a catch 22. So I pulled in, made a little change, went back out, and then the track has deteriorated so much in that time that you're just like, wow, okay, like that was maybe not even worth it. So it was stressful, man. It was just, I haven't had one of those days in a while, especially not this year, and it was a really tough day.
Thanks, Cole.
Yeah, thank you, guys. Thanks.
Jorge Prado, sixth place overall at the Triple Crown tonight here in Indianapolis. How was the day?
It was a very good day for me, super solid, good practice, and then three times P6 in the main event, so happy to get back racing. Obviously not how 100%, but for how my body was today, I did a very good job. Happy to get P6, good result, a lot of experience, my first time racing this kind of dirt here at East Coast, so no, happy, and nice to have one weekend off to put some good training, heal the body, and come back stronger.
Okay, you've got a couple Triple Crowns under your belt now. What do you think? How are they?
I think it's a tough format because of the consistency. You need to have three good starts, three solid motos, and it's not easy because everything can happen, right? Especially when you don't start good. So I think it's cool. It makes it very challenging for the riders. I think it's good to switch it up a little bit.
Cool. Guys you've been battling with in the 450 class, it's been great. How is it? How is it to duke it out with those guys, hold your own in the positions, get the good starts, and do what you got to do?
Yeah, well, so today I had good starts. Those first laps intensity were not there for me, and I struggled with that a little bit, obviously, with not riding these last weeks. So these guys are going fast straight off the gate, so need to improve a little bit on that these 2 weeks that I have, but it's nice. I mean, these guys are the best in the world riding Supercross, so it's nice to be up there with them.
Thank you, Jorge.
Thank you.
Malcolm Stewart, seventh place overall at the Triple Crown here tonight in Indianapolis. How was the day?
Everybody knows Triple Crowns are tough, right? And obviously Indy is a really tough event alone, just because the way the dirt, you know, breaks down. So, you know, having a Triple Crown here can be interesting, but at the end of the day, you know, that's part of racing, right? And obviously it did rain here, so imagine if that was open stadium on the Triple Crown, that would probably have been a disaster. So the Dirt Works did the best they could to try to give us the best track they could. But I think tonight was the whoops was definitely one of the interesting parts on the track. And getting seventh overall, you know, the way that tonight went, it was kind of like one of those races where I was like, you could really push the issue and make some time up in a few turns, and then you lose a lot, you know, by making a mistake. So you just had to be riding smart. And tonight I was I had a pretty big moment in the second main event. My hand slipped off in the whoops, and I literally about destroyed the flagger at the end of those whoops. I felt bad for him. Actually, he just came by and said, "Hey, I was that guy at the end of the whoops." And I think he was looking left, and I literally was going right. So, but we had, you know, at the end of the day, it's we tried to do the best we can, and seventh was all we had. We had two good starts in the second and third main event, but those front runner guys, they were just on it, and they were, you know, taking those chances. And I'll be honest, I just didn't have it right. And I think maybe just trying to force something that wasn't there and override it. And again, that's what happens when you get tough tracks like this, and you can make big mistakes. So, but you know, at the end of the day, I'm so proud of my team. We put ourselves in the best position. I just got to continue to carry forward from that. So that's all we can do.
Hey, watching those battles, because you know those three gate drops, you get in with a lot of different guys, and then watching you have to pick your way through using the lines, how much are you able to pick up, how much you can move around, knowing how bombed out the track is?
Yeah, like, I mean, that third main event, like, I could see the guys and what they're doing, and I just didn't have it, right? And I just, like, just that little stuff, I was just, like, trying, and I'm like, man, like, you know, what are they doing that I'm just not there? And I just felt like I was just, maybe it's a tenth off here and there, and every turn and end up being a half a second a lap, right? And that's just racing, and I respect that, right? Like, I think for me, it's good to see that. It's good to visually see that in the racing format. I just got to pick up on it a little bit faster, and I know I'm more than capable of doing it, and it's going to happen. So tonight, we were a 6-9 type rider tonight, and I gotta swallow that and do better. So I'm gonna enjoy the weekend off, and you know, get a couple more days, get the shoulder correct, and work on the bike a little bit more, and myself, and go to Birmingham. Last year we got it was a triple crown there, and we got second. So I'm looking forward to Birmingham.
Thanks, Malcolm.
Appreciate it.
All right, Jordan Smith, 11th place in the 450 triple crown here at Indianapolis. How was the day?
It was good. Huge improvement from the first 2 weeks, and especially on a gnarly track like we had today. Like, the ruts is what I've been struggling in. So to go out there and have a pretty solid day overall, really happy with it.
You've had a couple moments. Like you said, you got run over in race two. I saw you go down in the whoops. You've had the learning curve to the 450 class.
Yep.
How do you bounce back after getting down?
Man, I was down bad last week. I was at the bottom for sure. To kind of come into the first few races and not have many expectations, but them go so bad, it was pretty much, I was at the rock bottom of what I could possibly be after having no expectations going into the first few rounds. So, worked really hard this week on the bike and myself and everything, and felt a lot better today. So just got to keep the head down. I've been, you know, I've had plenty of ups and downs in my career, so I know how to handle them at this point. So it was good.
Hey, like you said, you've been at it for quite some time. You've seen the 450 class. We know how fast it is and all of that stuff, but for you to be in it now, and you have a couple races under your belt, how fun is it?
It's fun, man. It's like that last moto, even, like, I got eighth place, but it was like an accomplishment to get eighth place, you know? Like, I had Shane right on me. Christian was right on him. Like, it's kind of like outdoors in the 250 class. Like, you really can't, like, take a break ever. Like, there's always someone behind you and right in front of you. So it's good, though. I like it. I like the challenge. I'm excited to try to keep moving up the leaderboard, get in the battle with those guys. Like, I was actually able to see some speed tonight of what the front guys are doing a little bit more, and excited to just kind of keep working. And I mean, you see, right, like, a lot of these guys, it takes a year, 2-3 years to kind of really get to where they want to be in the 450 class. So
cool. Congrats, Jordan.
Thank you.
All right, Dax and Bennick, fourth place overall at the triple crown here in Indianapolis. How was the day?
It was good. I felt like the first main whole shot led some laps. Got to be happy with that. Just struggled a bit when the whoops got tough. There's definitely no way around that. And then the second main, started to notice the clutch kind of slipping a little bit off the start. So it was all right, though. The second main was good. Like, got going. Should have got pierced, but fourth was good. And I was sitting third going into the third main. And they changed the clutch, and still didn't work great off the start. But we managed. I literally came out dead last, 20th. I think I made it back to 7th. So fourth on the night. Can't be too mad about it. I'm leaving healthy and ready to go for Birmingham.
How'd it feel to lead laps?
It was good. It's new to me. I haven't really done that. My starts are on point when the clutch is good. So just team will figure that out. I know that. But it was good to lead laps. Like, I felt fine up there. The first couple laps was ripping, so I need to carry that a little longer. And my endurance is good, so it was just a bit of a shock, but it was fun.
I want to talk about that, like, because respectfully, first to fourth, fifth is okay. I mean, first time you've done it. But how does it feel? Like, when you're in it, yeah, I'm doing it. This is great. And then when the passes start happening, like, whoa. Oh.
Yeah, because I knew I was starting to struggle a bit in the whoops. But, yeah, and I made a mistake, and they both got me kind of at the same time. And then I was like, actually, two, they kind of got me a little bit. But then I kept them the same the whole time. So it kind of made me mad. I was like, I should have hung in there because I think I would have been able to stay in front of them. But really, I feel like I built a lot of confidence tonight being running with those guys and put myself, you know, another top five, three races, and three top fives, so pretty happy with it.
Okay, off weekend, but then come back, got the showdown. So after those three races and what you've been seeing out west, what are you thinking?
It'll be good. Hopefully, it's what I need to, for the other boys to maybe have some mistakes, and I'll capitalize on it. It's very possible. My speed's good. Endurance is good. I'm happy, so let's mix it up.
Nick Saxton.
Thank you.
Julie Sewell, eighth place overall at the Triple Crown here in Indianapolis. How was the day?
It's pretty good. Pretty decent. I mean, like, I'm trying to stay grounded and, I guess, not skip the steps, you know? I knew coming in with no prep time and whatever, no boot camp, like, I knew it was going to be a struggle, you know? But I feel like every time I've been on the track, I've gotten better and better, which is a positive. And, yeah, I mean, I feel like if I had a boot camp and I was at my normal, I feel like I would have been able to knock at least one of those mains down. So yeah, I think there's positives, and we're still building, still kind of locking in my setup on the bike and kind of stuff like that. Like, normal stuff that you get done in a boot camp, I'm having to do in the races, which can be frustrating at times, but for the most part, yeah, I mean, I feel like I'm proud of the effort and what I've been able to do with just the time that was given.
I'll say this respectfully, big ups and downs in how the riding was. Like, in a couple of those races, hey, good battles and everything like that, but just further from the front or in a different pack. How do you manage that over the course of three races in the night, not getting too high, too low, just knowing, like, hey, another gate drop's coming?
Yeah, well, the first moto wasn't good. I didn't ride, like, myself, which was kind of frustrating. Kind of got tight with my arms and stuff like that. Which, this is, like, I mean, it sucks to say, but this is just, like, stuff that you iron out at home. You know what I mean? At home, you're getting the laps and whatever, like, me and the team knew coming in with 9 days on Supercross that, like, it was going to be tough. You know what I mean? It's going to be hard. First moto, I felt like I tightened up a little bit, which is kind of unlike myself because I don't normally get arm pump or anything like that, but I got pumped up. But it is what it is. Came back. Team did really good tonight. Really amazing work from Hunter Falk, our suspension tech, and obviously Hot Sauce and Scuba. They came back and kind of had a direction to go with the bike, so I think it showed the next two motos. Moto two, like, was good. Was running up front. Honestly, had a big gap. It was just me and I forget who was up front, but I was in second, I think, and tucked the front. So, like, I feel like the riding was a lot better than what the results showed tonight, you know? Like, eighth place on the night, but I was in the mix.
Cool. Good job, Julie.
Thank you.